At its maximum, the ice covered nearly 6 million square miles, and in places, it was up to 2 miles thick. The ice blanket was punctuated only by occasional islands of rock, the peaks of the very highest mountains. Though Beringia itself remained largely ice-free, it still felt the effects of the ice sheets. Cold, dry air flowed down the glaciers and out across surrounding lands. The freezing, dry winds blasting off the ice created conditions in which only grasses and other small plants could flourish. There were advantages. The wind also prevented snow from building up, so grass remained accessible throughout the year. In such cold temperatures, this was a lifeline for the mammoths, bison, and other grazers, which in turn sustained other beasts of Beringia. Another widespread Beringian animal that depended on the Ice Age wind was the Dal sheep. Dal sheep needed the snow to be blown clear from their winter grazing, and today they had the same priority. They're found only on the most exposed and windswept mountain slopes. In the autumn, Dal rams, like the mammoths and the musk oxen, become focused on the urge to mate.